My name is Fred Joyner, and I'm honored to be a candidate for Town Council in Carrboro. We're in challenging times. I came across a Toni Morrison quote, and she said, in times of crisis, this is when artists get to work. This is how civilizations heal, by our work. I served as the poet laureate of Carrboro for 3 years, so that resonated pretty deeply with me. And so I thought, this is a way that I can do something in my community. The other thing is, as I think about my elders and ancestors and some of the things that they had to go through in much more dangerous times. And so I thought to myself, this is an opportunity for me to kind of show my mettle and to put my actions where my words are. I'm not trying to recreate the wheel in a sense. I want to build on the momentum that the council and the leadership has been doing. That includes our land use. We're rewriting our universal development ordinance. That piece will help us do a lot of things that we want to do that feed into some of these other initiatives: housing, connectivity, climate, affordable housing. Getting the land use will help us shore up some of those things and give us some tools at our disposal. The other thing is creativity. It's part of our ethos that I'd like to see us lean into. It's going to take some creativity because, as we all know, the funding environment is challenging, right? I live near MLK Park, and I would like my kids to ride their bikes as far as they could go safely. We've got a lot of cars on the road. It's only getting more dense. I want connectivity options for people who live in our communities to be able to get around, because that also feeds into the climate initiatives that we have to think about. Those are the things: land use and housing. I want us to lean into our creativity, connectivity, and the sustainability and climate issues. We're going to have to make some decisions on our budget. You know, we've got a public works facility that was totally trashed in Chantal, and we're going to have to make some challenging decisions. But again, to go back to diversifying our housing stock and also trying to attract more businesses so we can diversify our revenue, I would love to see more businesses and more creative businesses be in Carrboro. And I would like to see Carrboro residents start their own businesses. I think those are going to be the things that we have to do. Looking hard at our budget, seeing where we can make some adjustments, but also trying to figure out a way to attract more businesses and residents to Carrboro. Land use, I've learned how important it is, not just to have the right guidelines, but also things like by right development to make it easier. If a developer comes and has a proposal that aligns with guidelines, that we can kind of fast track those things. I think Carrboro does a good job of communicating what our ethos is. I would love to see the folks who work at the town hall be able to live in Carrboro. It is important for a developer to consider affordable housing. I particularly like intergenerational housing. I have young children. Childcare costs are ridiculously high. Living in an intergenerational way can help me say, okay, well, I can afford to send my kids 2 days a week and maybe grandma and grandpa can help. A lot of this does hang on the land use, because that'll help us decide where we build, how we build. And then also we have to think about stormwater. There are properties that continually flood. Is that the highest and best use and the most sustainable use for the property? These are things that we have to discuss. Part of the reason why I moved to Carrboro, I saw something about poetry, and that grabbed me right away. The creative ethic here. As an artist, I want to continue to try to support and attract creative people here. To put a little bit more teeth on this, I think part of our ethic is to think about trauma-informed public safety. Carrboro has already invested in mental health to go along with our law enforcement. I'm really interested in a humane and human-centered and a care-first-centered kind of public safety. Yes, we need law enforcement for people who break the law, but we also need services for people who may be experiencing a mental health crisis, and not be afraid to articulate the care that we have. We've heard differing opinions about what empathy is and how important it is. And I want us to lean into those things, right? Because that is what makes us good neighbors. It will be challenging, but as we see things are being dismantled, we can rebuild things. And I think the times that we are heading into are calling for us to do more. When voters see my name, I want them to think of somebody who is not all that much different from them. I want them to think of a creative person, a caring person who wants to make Carrboro as livable as possible for as many different types of people as possible, and a person who needs their help to do it. I also want people to think of somebody who listens. As a creative writer, some of my best poems are things that I did not say. They are things that I heard somebody else say, or trying to put myself in someone else's shoes. So yeah, those are the things that I think about.